Hey, what's up, everybody? It is right inside the 2 o'clock hour on this here nice, cool Monday afternoon in the city of Muskegon. It's time for Making Moves Monday right here on 103.7 to be. I am your host, Jan Ross. And this week, we are just going to be talking about upcoming events. Listen, had a ball, didn't sit down the whole time, still sore from dancing the whole time that we were there. It was a really, really good show. Y'all stay on the lookout for, more concerts and just things coming up. Don't forget, we got Keith Sweat coming up June 17th here in Muskegon at the Fronthaw. That one's going to be right here in our hometown. So make sure you are keeping up on everything that's going on. And so that, again, is the reason for today's show. We are just going to talk about all the things that are happening this week. So if you have any questions, feel free to come online and type those questions in. Hopefully I can see them today. Sometimes I have a hard time seeing them. But so coming up this week, we have the Shoreline Staffing Appreciation and Hiring event. Okay, that is happening on this Thursday. Hold on, I got to find the flyer. I should have had this up already. So that is happening this Thursday at Mahali from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mahali is located at 2780 Peck Street, right here in downtown Muskegon Heights. You want to make sure that you are bringing two forms of ID. Shout out to Darius and Will. They were on the show last week speaking about this, but they've just gotten a big contract with a local company, Mobex Global. Y'all, they working, okay? The hours are there. They need people. You can pre-register for Thursday's hiring event by going to www.shorelinestaffing.com and clicking on the HR Center tab and then click on Apply Now. So if you're not already registered with Shoreline Staffing, you can pre-register, or you can just register before then. The office is open every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30. So you can always come into the office beforehand if you're not able to make it to the event on Thursday. Again, this is also an appreciation. Just Shoreline wants to show the community that we appreciate you. We appreciate everything that you're doing, and we want to keep you employed and just, giving you that opportunity. So there will be food, there'll be drinks. I think I saw something about gas card giveaways. Come on now, somebody. Amen. Okay, we need gas cards because this gas is ridiculous, especially when you drive a big car. Come on now. Make sure you're coming on out on Thursday. If you are not employed, you are looking for employment, Shoreline Staffing has plenty of opportunities to get people to work. And like Will and Darius said last week, we are helping you get over those obstacles. So if childcare is an obstacle for you, we have some options available. If transportation is an obstacle for you, we can help with that as well. So you want to make sure, that you're coming out and that you are coming looking like and feeling like you want a job, okay, that day. I don't want to tell y'all how to dress, but come looking like and feeling like you want to walk out with a job that day. Even if you're coming to the office, same thing. I know we all laugh and joke and giggle and ha ha and kiki, but again, come like you're looking like and feeling like you want a job. Okay. So again, if you can't make it out on Thursday, you can come into the office anytime before then, or you can just call the office and we can get you started on the procedures and how to get registered over the phone. So again, that is Thursday at Mahali. Mahali is located at 2780 Peck Street in downtown Muskegon Heights, right there on the corner of Peck and Broadway. Bring two forms of ID and a resume. I forgot about that the first time. Bring a resume. Bring an updated resume. Bring you know, let us know what you're bringing to the table. Let us know what your skills are so that we can place you in an assignment that is going to match what you know how to do already. So if you have any questions, concerns, you can call Shoreline Staffing at 231-375-5619. And one of the people in the office will be happy to answer any of your calls and answer any of your questions about that. So that is, again, on Thursday, this coming Thursday, at Mahali. And again, come like, looking like, feeling like you want a job. All right. All right. So I'll talk about that again a little bit later on, just to, you know, reiterate what I just said. So also this week, I got my friends on here from City Boy Corporation. Hey, Robin, Raina.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Good. So hold on, let me turn. All right. All right. So City Boy Corp, I was just going to say, Rob, I need you to get in the picture. So City Boy Corporation, I had them on a while back when they launched their company. It is a nonprofit, guys. So they are just here to help the community in various ways. So Rob and Raina, I want you to talk about just a little bit about what you do at the corporation now, and then we'll go into talking about this weekend.
So what we do is give food, clothing, toiletries, personal hygiene products. We just started with pet food and pet supplies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We do deliveries for those that can't leave their home. Jeez. They're called shut-ins. So we do that as well now. And we just recently got some baby formula. So we do have that for those.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a blessing. Y'all know it's a shortage now.
Yeah. So we do have that for those, you know, that need it right now as well.
Okay.
We just partnered with Feeding America West Michigan.
Yay.
Yeah. And Health West, Love Incorporated. Mm-hmm. And it's continuing to grow slowly but surely. So,
good.
Yeah.
Good. So yeah, if you are listening right now and you know have a need for these things, I know that they do clothing giveaways. Will you all be doing a clothing giveaway on Saturday, or is just that just at the office?
That's just at the office. We won't be doing it this Saturday because of the picnic.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing it the following Saturday.
Okay. All right. So all right. That's what, June something. It's the beginning of June. I know that. June 4th. Okay. So they do clothing giveaways. Is it every other Saturday?
You know what? I got a flyer. Hand me a flyer before I give you the wrong dates.
But again,
I'm sorry. It's June 11th. June 11th will be the first one.
Okay. So. All right. So yes, then everything is free, y'all, for the free. They are doing this just to help people out and, you know, help them out in their situation. So if you have a need, they are located at the Four Corners in North Muskegon. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the North Muskegon area, it's right on the corner of, what is that, Ruddiman and Center?
Yeah.
Ruddiman and Center. Their office entrance is kind of located in the back off the parking lot. So if you want to donate to them, you can drop it off. Call them. They're in the office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. If you have a need and, you know, you want to go see what they have, you know, to you know, help you to be able to provide for your family. This is a tough time for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are making like decisions. Do I pay my electric bill or do I put gas in my car to go to work? To maybe have a little extra money.
Right.
So it's tough. Yeah. So yeah, if you have a need or, you know, just feeling in your heart that you want to donate, what's the address again?
It is 318 Center Street.
Suite 8. All right. 318 mm-hmm. Center Street in North Muskegon.
Yes.
Suite number 8. That is the regular office. But this weekend, Yeah. They are doing their first, hopefully of many, community picnics. And that is going to be at Hackley Park from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. all day.
Yes.
They outside all day. So tell everybody, Raina and Rod, what they can expect from the picnic this weekend.
Well, we're going to have some hot dogs, hamburgers, potato salad, baked beans. We're going to have some kids games. We're going to have prizes for the kids to win. We're going to have other organizations out there telling what they do for the community and how they can be of service to people that's out there and their families.
Okay. And so who are some of the resource partners? I know Raina mentioned Health West is going to be out there this weekend. And who else do you have?
The city of Muskegon is going to be out there. They're going to have a booth set up out there for some things that they have upcoming that they want to let the community know about also.
Oh, okay, wonderful. Hopefully they talk about the fishing derby. If you haven't done that before, this is going to be my first year too, but I've heard about it. I can't remember the date, but it's coming up at the beginning of June, or maybe toward the middle of June. But it's an opportunity for your kids to go out and like learn how to fish. And they give them prizes and all type of stuff. So shout out to the city of Muskegon for, you know, everything that they're doing for the community. It really, I sit on a board too, and they really are just conscientious and adamant about, you know, helping the community out. So I think a lot of people can take note from that.
Yeah.
So again, the community picnic is this weekend, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. They'll have games, resource partners, prizes, toys for the kids, a DJ, food, fun, family.
Yes, you know. It's the three F's. Free family fun.
There you go. Free family for free. I like the word free. Yeah.
Don't we all?
I know, right? Because ain't a lot going on no more that's free, I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. So again, that is this weekend. What else you guys got coming up? Anything else you want to talk about?
We're just in the process of, you know, trying to get all this established. We kind of got bombarded with our donations, which is a good thing, is a really good thing. So right now we just trying to get it together up in here. As you know, it's hard to move around right now.
we are in need of volunteers.
Yes.
So if you or anybody you know want to volunteer, please call or go online to the website and fill out a volunteer application.
Okay. Is that volunteers in general, like to come help out in the office and help organize, or is that volunteers just for Saturday? Or
for Saturday is greatly needed, you know, but we could use some volunteers in here sometimes. Give me a little break, you know.
All right. What's the phone number to contact you guys for people that just have general questions or, you know, want to donate? Forgot where it is, you know, whatever the case may be. What's the phone number to contact you?
It is 231-375-0067.
Yes. That's Rob and Raina Mathis at City Boy Corporation. out in North Muskegon. So again, if you have it in your heart to donate, if you have a need, they have tons of things.
Yes.
I wish that we could like take a picture, like screenshot, you know, everything that's in the background there and in the pantry. I know it's
cool.
I know. Yeah,
it's a lot. Like I said, we barely moving around. We moving around to move stuff around to get around.
All right. So listen, y'all, again, if you know anybody that has a need, they have clothing, they have toiletries, they have food, you know, send them out there.
Personal hygiene.
Yeah. Yep. So yeah, send them out there. You know, they are happy to give it away, happy to help. I just love this, guys. Y'all know I was out there when you did the grand opening.
And Lola, look, Lola's almost touching the floor right now.
She really? I can't even get my one at home to grow like that. Girl, what is you doing?
I don't mess with her. I give her water once a week, and that's it. I talk to her sometimes.
So Lola is a plant, y'all. Just so you know. when people generally open business and stuff, I take them a plant. You know what I'm saying? So that, you know, plants are life. They grow. And hopefully, you know, my prayer is that these businesses grow as well.
Yes.
So been knowing this couple for a long time now. Been knowing Raina since we was kids, but so definitely super, super proud of you, sis.
Thank you so much.
And just appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's a blessing to be able to do it, you know.
Absolutely.
Especially when you know, for me being somebody that was in a situation where I was in need for a lot of things, you know, a lot of different times in my life. So it's a blessing to be able to do it.
Absolutely. So it's just proud to see the growth in you, man. You know,
thank you.
All right. Well, thank you and good luck. I am going to try to get down there this weekend, but you know the situation.
Yes.
You know the situation.
We know you with us. You know you with us anyway.
Thank you. All right. I appreciate y'all taking the time out to come on today. So I will hopefully see y'all sometime this weekend.
Okay.
That'd be great.
All right.
Love you.
All right. So again, y'all, City Boy Corporation Food Pantry is open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. right at the Four Corners in North Muskegon. They are having their community picnic this weekend, Saturday, May 28th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Games, resource partners, prizes, toys, a DJ, food, everything for free. Free community picnic, free family fun, as Raina just said, down at Hackley Park on this Saturday. Also happening on this Saturday is the Us Cafe second annual block party. Y'all, I'm so excited about this. Kaya entrusted me last year to plan the grand opening for the block party the grand opening for the Us Cafe. And so we had such a good time last year. It was such a good turnout. It was so well received by the community that she said, we're going to make this the annual event. And I said, well, let's get it. So here we go. So this year, it is happening again this weekend, Saturday, May 28th. The block party is going from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. So if you were in attendance last year, we had food vendors, we had merchandise vendors, we had resource partners, you know, music, fun, food, all of that. And this year is, you know, it's not going to be any different, except there's more. Way more vendors, way more resource partners. You know, if you know anyone who is licensed to do food and, you know, has a food truck and wants something to do this weekend, tell them to hit me up, because we do have space for more food vendors. We have more for the kids this weekend. Shout out to Michelle Tyson and Avion's Watt from Taking Back Muskegon, and helping with the stuff for the activities for the kids. So I know that there'll be bounce houses for the kids. We got a donation from Home Depot. Shout out to Felicia Anderson out at Home Depot just for, you know, saying what you need, Jen. I was like, hey, remember when, you know, y'all used to do these the Saturday, well, they still do them, Saturday workshops for kids. They have these little kits. And so we got quite a few of those donated for this weekend. And more than likely, they'll be available for Juneteenth as well. So again, that is this Saturday. So last year, I think we had about 25, 28 vendors all together. Y'all, this year, When I looked this morning at the spreadsheet, there were 57 people signed up for to be vendors and or resource partners. So, you know, more than doubled in size, which is a great thing. That's phenomenal. So, again, the block party is this Saturday, May 28th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Where is it, you may ask, because I don't think I mentioned that yet. So the block party is going to be in front of the Us Cafe, which is 2300 Maffitt Street. We blocked the street off, y'all. We outside. Like, if you heard me and Kaya on here a couple weeks ago, we said we outside all summer. We is outside. So this is we'll have the entire street, that four corners, blocked off, and then partway down some of the streets as well. So, you know, make sure you come on out. This is something that you could definitely bring the kids. It is going to be a family event, tons of vendors, food, tons of resource partners. There's a couple of candidates who have signed up to come out and, you know, talk to you about their platform and why they are running for the offices they are running for. So, and then, you know, again, too, if you are a candidate or you know a candidate, someone who's running in the primary or the general election, and they want a spot, just tell them to contact me and we can make sure that they are out there. We definitely want to get, you know, as much of your information out to the community as possible. So, again, that is the block party, the Us Cafe annual block party, this Saturday from 12 to 6 p.m. Food, fun, family, vendors, what else? Music. We got DJ Young is going to be bringing the sounds for the day. If you ever been to a DJ Young gathering or he's DJed a party or anything, you know the boy gets down. Okay, so he caters to all types of crowds, and if you want to dance, you will definitely have an opportunity to do that. We danced in the middle of the street last year, and it was people from 8 to 80 out there, you know, getting down. So hopefully we'll see you guys on Saturday. If you you know, still want to participate and be a vendor, you can just go to the Us Cafe Block Party Facebook page, and all of the information is there for that. So to be a vendor, you can just click on the link and everything is there, the information. Hopefully, I think Thursday is probably going to be the cutoff, you know, for vendors, just so that I can get the general email out there and get all the information out for people to set up on Saturday. So looking forward to an awesome, awesome time. Thank you. And shout out to Kaya Thornton Hunter for, you know, everything she does. I mean, the lady is a serial entrepreneur and she does not mind sharing what she knows with everybody else. So if you have questions, you know, you don't know where to start, whatever, make an appointment with her out at the Us Cafe and, you know, she'll get you moving for real. Also, don't forget to go out there and just have a bite to eat. The food, Chef Stace, right? Cooking Wednesday through Friday, out at the cafe, delicious, delicious food. So make sure you get out there and try that out too. So that, again, Saturday, I'm going to see y'all Saturday. What else we got coming up? Oh, Juneteenth. So Juneteenth, y'all, listen, if you know anything about this event in particular, then you know it started out 2 years ago with just a fireworks show that was put together in about 6 days from donations from, you know, personal donations, people in the community. We didn't have a lot of corporate sponsors. Wasn't none of that. We, you know, raised some money, did a fireworks show. That was at 8th Street Park. So that was the first year. Last year, expanded a little bit. We moved it to Mona Lake, raised enough money to hire a professional pyro team to make sure everything, you know, was up and up with the fireworks. But also during the day, have vendors and resource partners and food and just a good time, bounce houses and stuff for the kids. So that was a wonderful family event. That was last year, one day, right? That Saturday. This year, y'all, Juneteenth is just taking on off, right? So this year it is 3 days. The first day, that Friday, which is June 17th, we will have the community mixer from Rotary Club. So Rotary Club is a local organization here in Muskegon that is just really into giving back and doing community work. And so they typically have a, before COVID, they had an annual mixer in Muskegon Heights. Sometimes it was at Rowan Park. Sometimes it was at Mona Lake. Well, this year they moved it back to Mona Lake and their community mixer will be kicking off Juneteenth weekend. So what does that mean, right? What does that mean? Community mixer. So what Rotary does is they have resource partners, but they also have various events or various activities for the entire family. So, you know, they'll have some food out there. They'll have resource partners. There'll be activities for the kids. There'll be a live band. Fada and the Machine is a reggae band, y'all. So, you know, one thing we be missing in Muskegon over here is a good reggae band. Occasionally want to come through, but Fada, met the man last year through Troy Bell, who's the city manager of Muskegon Heights. Fada and the Machine came out and did Buy Black Weekend. They closed out Buy Black Weekend with a concert, you know, in the Pocket Park right there next to the Hideout. So they will, that band is coming back this year for Juneteenth on that Friday evening as part of the community mixer. They're from Chicago. Awesome, awesome, awesome time. And, you know, just shout out to Rotary Club for, you know, their vision and what they wanted to see happen as well with their community mixer and combining it and collaborating with Juneteenth to kick the weekend off. And then that Saturday, the 18th, we're still working on the planning for that. But I know that I am partnering with Kaizen Kabir, a.k.a. Kamasi Mack, on doing a open mic at Mona Lake that evening. We also are doing a business owners mixer. So people that own businesses, you don't have to necessarily have a business in Muskegon Heights. But you know, any business owner, we're just going to come out. We're going to mingle. We're going to talk, bounce ideas off each other and just, you know, have a good time until the open mic. So the mixer will happen first and then we'll go into the open mic portion of it. And then there probably will be some more stuff added to Saturday, but we're still working on that. As soon as I finalize those details, then I will definitely let you all know. And then Sunday is the big day, right? So Sunday is actually Juneteenth, which is June 19th every year. And so Sunday, the day kicks off at 12 o'clock with vendors and DJ and, you know, just people coming out for a little while, mixing and mingling, having a good time. And then the live entertainment will start around 5. So I have a band from Detroit coming. The name slips my mind right now. I'm sorry. I didn't write it down. And then of course our own Unique Soul is performing that night as well. And I'm also looking at some more acts. So the live entertainment on that Sunday, starting at 5, of course, bounce houses and activities for the kids, on that Sunday as well. And like I said, you know, everything is Sunday and Friday are really like, you know, for the family, community, and all that. So you want to make sure you are available and able to come out that weekend for Juneteenth. Now, let's talk about this, y'all. So Juneteenth would not be possible without all of our sponsors. The call went out and these sponsors answered in a major way. So we have to, you know, give props to Progressive Democratic Women's Caucus, here in Muskegon, Rare, which is right next door here to the station. Rotary Club of Muskegon, Bowen Heating and Cooling, Ready Rental, Hackley Community Care, ADAC Automotive, Country Cooking, Shoreline Staffing, the Mart Dock, Muskegon Community College, Muskegon Civic Theater, Tyler Sales, Parmenter Law, Webb Chemical, Consumers Energy, and DTE, the City of Muskegon Heights, and of course, our media sponsor, 103.7 The Beat. Y'all, that's a good list right there. I'm just so thankful for all the sponsors who have, you know, pledged to help out with this event. It is not cheap. It is not easy to organize it, but everybody came up and stepped up and contributed and did it in a major way so that everything except for the food on that Sunday is free for the community. So the entertainment is free. The bounce houses is free. The stuff for the kids is free. So again, thank you to our sponsors for Juneteenth. If you still want to become a sponsor, yes, you have time. If you just want to give a personal donation, absolutely you can. If you go to the event page, the sponsorship information is at the beginning of the discussion portion. Or if you want to sign up to volunteer, that information is on there as well. I think I reposted it last week. I'll repost it again this week. So if you want to sign up to volunteer, we do need volunteers too. Yes, these sponsors, you know, they bring the money to make it happen, but the volunteers are the people who make everything flow. There's a lot of moving parts, so they make everything flow for the whole weekend. So if you want to volunteer or if you want to sign up to be a vendor, the vendors will just be there that Sunday. So you can still sign up to do that and sell your products on that Sunday or volunteer. So again, go to the event page. It is the Juneteenth celebration. That's all it is on Facebook. I'm sorry, Juneteenth celebration 2022. That is the name of the Facebook page. And like I said, the links are there for you to sign up to be a vendor or sign up to volunteer. Or if you still seek, you know, want to be a sponsor, you can still do that. And that information is there as well. I think that's it. I've covered the week. It's a lot going on. You know what? Like one more thing. Don't forget the reaching the new Muskegon Heights. They are doing the Beautify the Heights, help fight the blight, community empowerment cleanups. And so the next one, they just had one this past weekend. The next one is June 18th. This is happening every third Saturday in the city of Muskegon Heights. Y'all, it's some great things about to happen in the Heights. And they are, it's some great things happening. And even better things are going to happen. So they have some great sponsors and resource partners with this as well. You know what? I forgot to mention too, the United Way, the Lake Hawks, and the Community Foundation for Juneteenth. They are all sponsors for Juneteenth as well. And I see on the flyer here for Beautify the Heights, they are partners with that as well. So shout out to the team captains, Michelle Tyson from Taking Back Muskegon, Kaya Thornton Hunter from the Us Cafe and Overcoming Barriers, Contessa Hood from Muskegon Heights Business Association, Mr. Julius Muhammad from 10,000 Fearless Muskegon, and Calvin Davis from the City of Muskegon Heights. So again, it's a lot going on, y'all. There's a place for you volunteering and giving your time and helping out and, you know, being productive about the situation and seeing that progress. So there is a space for you. Yes, we understand, you know, we get the street situation and it's being worked on. So if you want to be a productive citizen, there are ways to do that. All you have to do is reach out. And that is my show for today. I'm going to get off my soapbox and Go enjoy the rest of my day. Y'all remember what I say every week. It's collaboration over competition. You know, we ain't competing out here. It's all about coming together and just doing the right thing. So thanks for tuning in, and I'm gonna catch y'all next week. Coming up next in the 3 o'clock hour, it's the Afternoon Jams. Y'all keep it locked right here.